She felt tiny pin-like claws scrabble up her back and find purchase on her shoulder. The Death of Rats looked down at the glass.
"Squeak," it said quietly.
Susan still wasn't good on rat, but she thought she knew "uh-oh" when she heard it. Imp's fingers danced over the strings, but the sound that came from them was no relative to the tones of harp or lute. The guitar screamed like an angel who had just discovered why it was on the wrong side. Sparks glittered on the strings. Imp himself had his eyes shut and was holding the instrument close to his chest, like a soldier holding a spear at the port. It was hard to know who was playing what, and still the music flooded out. The librarian's hair was standing on end all over his body. The ends crackled. It made you want to kick down walls and ascend the sky on steps of fire. It made you want to pull all the switches and throw all the levers and stick your fingers in the electric socket of the universe to see what happened next. It made you want to paint your bedroom wall black and cover it with posters. Now, various muscles on the librarian's body were twitching with the beat as the music earthed itself through him. There was a small party of wizards in the corner. They were watching the performance with their mouths open, and the beat strode on and crackled from mind to mind, snapping its fingers and curling its lip. Live music. Music with rocks in it. Running wild. Free at last, it leapt from head to head, crackling in through the ears and heading for the hindbrain. Some were more susceptible than others, closer to the beat. It was an hour later. The librarian knuckled and swung through the midnight drizzle, head exploding with music. He landed on the lawns of Unseen University and ran into the great hall, hands waving wildly overhead to maintain balance. He stopped. Moonlight filtered in through the big windows, illuminating what the Arch-Chancellor always referred to as our mighty organ, to the general embarrassment of the rest of the faculty. Rack upon rack of pipes entirely occupied one wall, looking like pillars in the gloom or possibly resembling the stalagmites of some monstrously ancient cave. Almost lost among them was the player's pulpit, with its three giant keyboards and the 100 knobs for special sound effects. It wasn't often used, except for the occasional civic affair or Wizards Excuse Me. Wizards did not have balls. There was a popular song about it, but they did hold their annual Excuse Me, or free-for-all dance, which was one of the highlights of the Ankh-Morpork social calendar. The librarian, in particular, always looked forward to it and used an amazing amount of hair cream. But the librarian, energetically pumping the bellows and making the occasional little whoops of excitement, felt there was a lot more that it could do. A fully grown male orangutan may look like an amiable pile of old carpets, but he has a strength in him that would make a human of equivalent weight eat lots of rug. The librarian only stopped pumping when the lever was too hot to hold and the air reservoirs were farting and whistling around the rivets. Then he swung himself up into the organist's seat. The whole edifice was humming softly under the enormous pent-up pressure. The librarian locked his hands together and cracked his knuckles, which is impressive when you have as many knuckles as an orangutan. He raised his hands. He hesitated. He lowered his hands again and pulled out the Vox Humana, the Vox Dei, and the Vox Diabolica. The moan of the organ took on a more urgent tone. He raised his hands. He hesitated. He lowered his hands and pulled out all the rest of the stops, including the 12 knobs with question mark on them, and the two with faded labels warning in several languages that they were on no account to be touched ever in any circumstances. He raised his hands. He raised his feet also, positioning them over some of the more perilous pedals. He shut his eyes. He sat for a moment in contemplative silence, a test pilot ready to slit the edge of the envelope in the starship melody. He let the plangent memory of the music fill his head and flow down his arms and fill his fingers. His hands dropped.
"What did we do? What did we do?" said Imp.
Excitement ran its barefoot races up and down his spine. They were sitting in the tiny cramped room behind the bar. Glod took off his helmet and wiped the inside.
"Would you believe 4 beats to the bar, 2/4-time melody led with the bass beat forward in the melody?"
"What's all that?" said Leas. "What's all them words mean?"
"You're a musician, ain't you?" said Glod. "What do you think you do?"
"I hit them with the hammers," said Leas, one of nature's drummers.
"But that bit you did," said Imp. "You know, in the middle, you know, bum 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 ba bum ba. How did you know to do that bit?"
"It was just a bit that had to go there," said Leas.
Imp looked at the guitar. He'd put it on the table. It was still playing quietly to its